At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Is it true, if you don't use it, you lose it? Both physical and mental agility is lost without consistent use. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. It is never too early or too late to start considering how you can maintain your independence for years to come. The more you keep moving your body now, the better your chance will be to have health on the road ahead. Sitting for long periods of time is the number one enemy of mobility, and it is something you have the power to change. Studies have shown that getting any amount of exercise is better than getting none at all. The key is to get it daily. The good news is mobility is fixable. Getting just 10 to 15 minutes a day is a great place to begin. I'll even suggest regular brisk walking, swimming, bike riding, jumping rope, kickboxing, or dancing. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District releases statement on alleged student drug activity. City of Paso Robles launches dashboard for homeless data. Details of these and other stories coming up. Increasing clouds this afternoon, highs in the upper 60s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has sent a press release clarifying campus safety protocols, the district's partnership with the Paso Robles Police Department, and steps taken into investigating reported concerns. This was released in response to anonymous concerns and rumors circulating online regarding student safety at Paso Robles High School. The Facebook post raised concerns about student safety and alleged drug activity. The rumor alleged that a student was recently found drugged in a restroom at Paso Robles High School. The district says this claim is false and that no such incident has occurred. The district says PRHS campus has a full-time school resource officer, an active-duty PRPD officer assigned each day. Legal violations are not handled solely as school discipline matters, but are also addressed in partnership with law enforcement. Additionally, every student restroom is equipped with a vape detection sensor. K-9 searches are conducted on junior and high school campuses on a monthly basis. Sharing unverified information contributes to unnecessary fear and spreads harmful misinformation, the district concluded. The Paso Robles City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year in its meeting tonight. Previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader overarching goals. This meeting will present estimated revenues and expenditures. You can attend tonight's meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Paso Robles launches Community Impact and Response Dashboard. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. The City of Paso Robles has announced the launch of a Community Impact and Response Dashboard, a first-of-its-kind tool in San Luis Obispo County, designed to measure and improve outcomes related to homelessness, public safety, environmental health, and community impact. The dashboard is a consolidation of data that lists outreach contacts, services provided, debris and waste removed, emergency responses, and more. All data is aggregated to protect individual privacy while still offering meaningful insight into citywide trends. The dashboard can be viewed now at prcity.com/homelessness. Honor Flight Central Coast, California will be holding a fundraiser in June with tickets available online now.
For those of you who don't know what Honor Flight is, we take veterans back to Washington, D.C. for a free trip to see their memorials that were built in their honor. To go and honor the men and women who did give the ultimate sacrifice.
That's Bear McGill, the chairperson for Honor Flight Central Coast, California. The Poor Fest fundraiser will take place June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day, and will feature a catered dinner along with over 20 wineries across the Central Coast. Here's Bear once again with more information on that.
On the evening of June 6th, we have our Poor Fest that we'll be doing, which is a fundraiser to keep raising funds to fly these veterans back to Washington, D.C. free of charge, which we have probably around 20 wineries and going to come out and pour their wine for everyone for an hour and a half. And then we have an auction and a dinner that's going to be put on by the Cattlemen and Cattlewomen's Association.
Tickets are on sale now through May 15th and can be purchased at honorflightccc.org/PoorFest. The evening will also feature a live and silent auction.
We have tickets for the 49er game. Also, we have a sportsman package that we've put together where it's a pig hunt donated by 805 Outfitters. Kenny Inney is donating the pig hunt on his property. I've got Ranchita Canyon Meat Company going to process the meat. I know the Varian Ranch, they're donating night stay out there at their ranch with one of their expeditions that they have out there with horses.
The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has been awarded with a $30,000 state grant from the California State University Chancellor's Office. Funds will go to hosting a summer algebra institute this June, focused on providing students with targeted math support, hands-on STEM learning, and early exposure to college pathways, all at no cost to Paso schools families. This grant-funded five-week academic program will provide incoming middle and high school students with instruction in mathematics and quantitative reasoning, serving approximately 60 students who are being nominated by their teachers based on academic readiness and potential. Students will also engage in a variety of activities of science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics designed to bring math concepts to life. The program will run Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Lewis Flamson Junior High School, June 10th through July 20th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Padres 3-2, the Dodgers over the Astros 8-3, the White Sox shut out the Angels 6-0, the Yankees beat the Orioles 12-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Giants, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Phillies, the Yankees will face the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers will face the Thunder tonight. In California news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta sent a letter to Golden State Wind, saying the state anticipates political litigation involving the federal government with regards to the recent agreement with the Department of Interior for abandoning its offshore wind lease. David Hochschild said the Trump administration is recklessly spending billions of taxpayer dollars on backroom deals that would turn back the clock on innovation. California has also alleged that State Farm, the largest individual property insurance provider in the state, violated the law in its handling of claims from the Los Angeles fires. California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara said that State Farm delayed, underpaid, and buried policyholders in red tape. The state is threatening to temporarily suspend the license of State Farm to operate in California. Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez, the man who was shot multiple times by immigration officers in Central California, pled not guilty on Monday to federal charges. The charges allege he rammed his vehicle into two agents. His attorney said Mendoza panicked and tried to flee when ICE agents blocked his car, and that he did not intend to run over anyone. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:18.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. With a new world screwworm detected within miles of the U.S. border, prevention efforts are wrapping up. A new proposal moving from the USDA Agricultural Research Service to the Environmental Protection Agency would register a product to boost production of sterile male flies used for control. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Director of Government Affairs, Sigrid Johannes.
That product is actually a modified fly. It allows any facility that's producing those sterile insects to produce all male flies. And that is huge for us because right now at COPEG, the place in Panama that's churning these guys out, half are female and half are male. And the males are the only ones that are actually performing for us that are actually useful for this technique in the environment. So being able to make all male flies and not 50-50 would kind of quickly, immediately in a sense, increase the effectiveness of the supply of flies we've already got, as well as improving our prospects for any future fly plants like the one in Moore or in Texas or the one in Matapa, Mexico, that are potentially coming online in the coming weeks and months.
The public comment period for this exemption request and application for a new active ingredient ended on April 27th, and Johannes said the NCBA provided comments in support of the new active ingredient product.
Hello everyone, Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th Annual Production Sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus Sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
KPRL News continues at 7:22. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Mandates such as California's Universal Meals Program already provide funding to improve access to nutritious meals served to public school students. Last year, state legislatures passed a law requiring schools to phase out certain ultra-processed foods from school meals. Some school districts started the transition before the law was passed. Among them is Western Placer Unified, which started making changes in 2023 with the help of the nonprofit Eat Real. Matea Kelly, marketing director for Eat Real, said a transition away from processed foods can often encourage partnerships with local farmers. Sometimes the best pathway isn't just going through and trying to remove the ingredients, but it's just bringing in whole foods, Kelly said. Helping these districts to source from more local farmers can sometimes be one of the lightest pathways to be able to do that. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with lows in the mid 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and through the weekend, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday next week. Upper 80s on Thursday and Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:25.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association is pleased to announce the annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Enjoy everything the olive and lavender industries have to offer. Demonstrations, arts, crafts, collectibles, food, and more. The annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. More info at pasorobles.downtown.org.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. Crude oil prices are still elevated but off yesterday's highs. The Pentagon says Iran's military actions since the ceasefire started do not rise to the level of restarting the war. Beer giant Anheuser-Busch InBev is reporting a turnaround in beer sales in recent months after a nearly three-year slump. AB InBev makes Budweiser, Stella Artois, and Corona. Shares are up nearly 8%. Data software company and defense contractor Palantir reported a much stronger than expected quarter. Sales jumped 85%, but Palantir is a volatile stock and it opened down 3%. Pharma giant Pfizer shares are up 1%. It reported an upbeat quarter helped by new products. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life.
Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, by Grandma's Cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
All righty, Stein. You remember the great Stein's Deli in Atascadero with those amazing bagels? Well, now you can get them right here in the North County in Paso Robles. That's Saturdays between 9 and 12 at the Commercial Kitchen on Union Road. It's Sweet G in Paso Robles, just east of Golden Hill. You can't miss it. Order the Big Apple with the lox and cream, with the cream cheese, of course, or the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel, or just pick up a dozen great bagels. Follow them on Facebook. That's Stein's Barbecue, or call Brian, 805-975-5520. Email into the studio, Kevin, at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. You still got some work to do, I know that. All right, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Protecting What Matters. Barry will have first up Megan Barth, executive editor of California Globe, about, well, lots of things, including the waste, fraud, and abuse. As more taxes are burdened, the burden is put on us and the bad policy in general. Then Oriel Capel, Atascadero Economic Development Manager, she'll fill us in on how the fiscal conservatism, lean government, and balance led to the success in Atascadero. So enjoy that all this afternoon. Let me see here on the email. It says another one about you, Chris.
Another one?
Kind of like what was last week. Does working with young Chris help you as you ease your way into your golden years? let me see. Does it work with help you? Well, yeah. I mean, he's not. It's not like he's having to tie my shoes for me or anything like that. So I don't. Well, let's just say I'm learning. I'm learning.
As we both are.
And also, he's very helpful when it comes to technical things. So there's benefits. Yes.
Hey, sometimes a problem doesn't require, you know, asking an engineer.
That's right. it's fine. It kind of gives you some additional energy and so forth and so on. You know, when you I don't know if this story is going to make any sense. Okay, I'll try. Years ago, me and my buddy, Gary Ford lived two down houses from me on Gilman Avenue in St. Matthews. That's just outside of Louisville. And Gary and I played all the sports together. And we were kind of rivals a little bit the first couple of years.
And then our senior years, we kind of came together and became pretty good friends. Matter of fact, he did some things for me that were, I consider, the things beyond friendship. He's just a great, solid guy. Although he's a flaming liberal, I didn't know that until years later. And I see him at the reunions. Hey, Kevin, you still a conservative? Yeah, you still a damn liberal? Hell yeah. Anyway, so we used to sit out in front of his porch once in a while, and we'd look across the street at this guy. And his first name, I won't give you his last name, his name was Clark. And Clark, shall we say, was quite out of shape for his age. And he had a couple of kids. And he never did anything with the kids. They had a nice yard and the whole thing because he was out of shape and stuff. And my point is, he was older for his age than he should have been. And I can still remember saying, Gary, I'm never going to be that way. I'm never going to be that way. I'm going to stay and think as young as possible. And he still does. And he looks great, too, and stuff like that. So, not really significant moments in your life. I mean, we're just sitting on this front porch just chewing the fat and stuff, but this thing came up, and it was ingrained in me. And I think about that a lot, of how there are people that are 30 years old that act like they're 70. And then there are others who are older that, look, I realize that your body allows you to do so many things, you know, certain things at a certain age, but it's the mental part of it that gets you through. There's quite a few older guys at the gym. One in particular, Cal, he's 99 years old. He goes to the gym, and he's funnier than heck. He's sharp as heck. And that's, again, you know, if you want to call some more inspiration, that type of thing just kind of keeps you going. So if you're around people who act old, well, guess what? That it doesn't work for me anyway. All right, let's see here. What else do we have going on? Chris has done quite a few stories. We've gotten the information from primarily the Sheriff's Department and probably the DA, but this is a warning from the FBI. And with these scams going on, and it's a banking spoof, and they're getting quite a bit of cash from people. So here is a simple warning. This is from the FBI. They urge all consumers to ignore phone, text, or internet requests to move money or gain access to their computer or bank accounts. This is, again, I'm always amazed when I see these things because I can't believe people would be that gullible into believing that. The banks aren't going to do that. It's what the scammers do. They're pretending to call from the bank's number, and that they would ask questions and et cetera, et cetera. And somehow they were able to get bank account numbers and then the balance down to the penny. And I don't know how that works. Chris, do you know how somebody can get somebody's bank account number off their internet?
I'm not certain. I know that there are some websites that I use, for instance, where I use my bank account to pay for stuff, because if you put in, let's say a debit card number, there's a small service fee. So if you just put in your bank account information instead, there's no service fee. So I can only assume it might be a part of some kind of security leak with websites such as those.
Okay, so then they would be able to get into the bank themselves and get those numbers and use them. So the data breach would be with these institutions then, would it not?
Assuming that's where they got that bit of information, yes. I don't know of any other methods that somebody could use to get somebody's bank account information, but I assume they're out there.
I'm trying to think.
Actually, I can think of another one. I've never come across this personally, but I know there are kinds of malware or virus software you can have infected on your computer where somebody can track your keystrokes. So if you at any point type out your bank account information, then they have access to that.
Even just by the strokes, not necessarily on something, information that's right in front of them.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when you're saying the strokes,
they know, they see exactly what you're typing out.
Okay. All right, so they can just trace that or follow that and or figure it out one way or the other. That's pretty scary. But again, folks, you know, again, the DA's office, the sheriff's department, and now the FBI is telling you just simply don't do it. You know, if it's, I can't even think of something where somebody's going to call you up and ask you for $40,000. I mean, does that even make sense? Why would you do that? Or that you have to move, you know, not a penny, not a nickel, not a dollar or anything like that. Just if it's important enough and if it's legit, they'll somehow get a hold of you a different way. Or maybe you could call the bank directly, although calling some banks is a pain in the neck, as some of you well know. Some of the local, well, not all the local, but a couple of the local banks you can call and you actually get somebody who's sitting there in the front lobby and they can, you know, get you in touch with somebody to answer your question or help you with something. But there are some banks that stink when it comes to that, because you have to go through the whole rigmarole. Anyway, again, the bottom line here is, I'm sorry, did I say bottom line? That's a no-no. Just be careful. Just be careful. Okay, so back to California here and the governor's race. Again, this billionaire's tax, many counties with these polls around the state are indicating that they're going to vote for it, some as high as 61%. And that they would be in favor of taxing the billionaires. Now, there's and also they're looking for better health care and higher taxes. 37% want higher taxes. And anyway, so when I get into this, I look at, okay, you want to tax the billionaires, and I'm going to tie this in with schools. And it's not a, this has to do with, we have to do a better job of teaching in school about wealth, who generates it, how it works, and so forth, instead of this resentment against people who achieve. I'm assuming that most people want to achieve, because when this billionaire's tax, well, I'll finish this maybe when we get done. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I have an answer for this fraud thing, this on doing things online. I do no bank or financial activity online. I use the phone number of the institution, which, you know, I actually know the phone numbers of, like, my Bank of America account, and I do everything that way. So there's no way for me to get involved in a fraud.
Well, you're lucky that you don't have to, or the companies that you deal with haven't kind of forced you to do online.
They can't really force you to do it online. Even the state, when I renew my tags for my car, I there's a phone number on the request for money for tags. I call that phone number to the DMV, and I do that activity that way. So this is, you don't have to do online.
Well, I know for the IRS, you can't send them a check anymore. There's a certain route you have to go through, and I know just from the station here, that, you know, you get these letters from whatever company it may be and said, you know, we will no longer accept, you know, they're not sending us bills anymore. They're sending us the bills on the email, and we pay them that way, or it's auto pay, or, you know, something along those lines, more and more are going to that because they're not offering the other services. Or, you know, maybe I'll just say the old-fashioned way. They're just not offering that.
Everything I get has a phone number on it. Every single thing I get, including paying my house taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That has a phone number. And I call that phone number, and when I pay it, it's paid through my checking account. But with the account number, and I mean everything. I have nothing that requires me to, because I don't do online. Okay.
Well, you're lucky, sir.
Well, no, it's available to all of us. You just have to look, and you'll find a phone number. And then you have your checking account number, and you just give them that number, and they get it. I'm serious. You don't have to, I can't do online. I don't have access to it. You know, I'm on a ranch that doesn't have the ability. You know, I'm not going to pay $100 a month for that service.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because I'm retired, and that's money that I don't...
Well, whether you're retired or not, the more and more people are doing... Now, when you're saying that you can do that because there's a phone number there, I'll ask my wife, because I know that she in the last few years, she handles the bills at home, that she does a lot of that stuff. A lot of it has gone to you... you know, you just transfer and move the money. You're not in, not everything, but some of the things you have to do online, not send a check.
Well, I'm not
disagreeing with you, but I would say that you're probably in the minority.
Oh yeah, but what I'm telling you, it is available. If you talk to your wife, there will be a phone number that you can use to the state, to the county, the whole thing.
Part of it may be people just don't want to deal with the phones.
Well, that may be, but it's more secure than playing around online. Yeah, online is dangerous, very dangerous.
Well, maybe until somebody has a problem with it the way you do it, they will continue to do it. Because they're saying, well, it's... You know, I haven't had an issue, et cetera, so this is working pretty well. I know from, again, the station standpoint with this auto pay and things like that, we have not had one issue.
Well, auto pay is a whole different thing.
No, I realize that.
That's a whole different. You've set that up, and that is safe.
Right, but what I'm getting at is when auto pay first became available for people, there was some hesitancy because you're going, well, wait a minute. They have access to my bank account.
That's true.
And there, you know, there could be some honest mistakes from time to time.
Well, my phone bill, I have that set on auto pay, and it comes directly out of my checking account.
Mm-hmm.
That's AT&T, and I have to trust AT&T.
Right, and you're happy with it.
Well. So far, so good. I've only been doing it for the last 20 years, so far, so good.
Well, sir, let's end this because we don't want to curse the streak.
Nice talking to you, Kevin.
Okay, bye. All right, good for him. We're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Pass Robles Joint Unified School District has been awarded with a $30,000 state grant from the California State University Chancellor's Office. Funds will go to hosting a Summer Algebra Institute this June, focused on providing students with targeted math support, hands-on STEM learning, and early exposure to college pathways. The program will run June 10th through July 10th. Paso School District also sent a press release clarifying campus safety protocols after a Facebook post falsely alleged a student was found drugged in a restroom at the high school. The district says the incident never occurred and that legal violations on campuses are handled and addressed in partnership with law enforcement. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 48 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley, Project Freedom update.
We're not looking for a fight, but Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
There are more than 15,000 U.S. soldiers, sailors, and Marines in this area that are helping to escort these vessels. They are not actively riding alongside the vessels, but they are overwatching them. And so they have the ability to shoot down the incoming Iranian fire.
Fox's Trey Yangston, Tel Aviv. A man with a gun spotted near the White House exchanged gunfire with Secret Service and was shot near the National Mall. He's being charged. A juvenile also shot will survive. The same day, a federal magistrate apologized to the California suspect charged with trying to kill the president at the D.C. Hilton for what he called unfair jail conditions. America is listening to Fox News.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
All righty, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. We'll have some clouds hanging around today. Highs in the upper 60s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Clouds in the morning on your Wednesday. And some sunshine later on. A high of 80, and then here we go. Thursday, we're going to be upper 80s. Same on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, low 90s. And what the heck, Monday of next week, then back to mid 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 6:07 a.m., 7:53 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Hey, it's coming up. That would be August 8th, the Paso Robles Rotary's Wine Makers Cook-Off. With all the fun and excitement and the judges, People's Choice and Judges Award and the cook-off and all that other kind of stuff. So get your tickets. By the way, designated driver tickets are less. So go to Paso Robles Rotary, the Wine Makers Cook-Off, and get ready for it and get those tickets early. All righty. Speaking of things later on, but again, a reminder, the Colony Days Parade and Annual Community Celebration will take place October 17th. And it is, again, that's the October 17th. Yes. And the parade, of course, is at 10 o'clock and it runs till, you know, just about noon. But if you are looking to volunteer, if you're looking to sponsor, be a vendor in one of the fine events they have and so forth and so on, please contact the Atascadero folks there at for the Colony Days Parade and the Community Celebration. All righty, Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Just about 5 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Mighty fine jewelry. Mighty fine jewelry. Little reminder, Mother's Day. That ring a bell? Ring, ding, 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 ding. All right, local celebrities on this Tuesday. George Simons, William Wilhite, Luther Johnson, Kathy Pascal, Jan Monicky, close enough, Dorothy Lee Sanders, Justin Shannon, Wilda Sprayberry, Marilyn Platts, Stacy Burstyn, close, Robert Lytle, Thomas Stainbrook. We have Vera Jacobs, Wyatt Kenyon, Kathy Castellanos, Sarah and Bill Fregian, close enough. Well, a lot of those today. Paul and Tracy Hersel and Mike and Christy Callahan, local celebrities on my right-hand side, some other folks. Leader of the Democratic Party here in California, Karl Marx, 1818-1883. Nellie Bly, 1864-1922. We also have... interesting fellow, to say the least. Tyrone Power, 1914-1958. Ann B. Davis, The Brady Bunch, and the upcoming show, 1926-2014. Also on this list, we have the Saxist, Ace Cannon, 1934-2018. Not a bad little ball player, Jose Pagan, 1935-2011. All-star a couple of times, came up with the Reds. Tommy Helms, second baseman, 1941-2025. One of the greatest pure country singers of all time. May I think the best female voice, country female voice of all time. Tammy Wynette, 1942-1998. Onward we go with Larry Heisel, not a bad ball player, 1947. Bill Ward, he's a drummer with Black Sabbath, 1948. Kevin Mooney from Adam and the Ants, bass player, 1962. And who else do we have on the list here? Not lighting it up today. Looking. Alana Curry, the actress, 1980. And is that it? Oh, we have Adele, the singer, 1988, and Celeste, the singer, 1994. All right, well, there you go. All right, passing away on this day, the Miss Unsinkable, Violet Jessup. She survived the sinking of the Titanic and the Britannic, and she died in 1971. Napoleon Bonaparte, 1821, also passing away on this day. We have the, that was a good movie, Dial M for Murder, John Williams. He was the actor in there, 1983, and that is it. Okay. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, she grew up on a farm picking cotton as a child. Yes, indeed, and she did that back down in the South, of course. She was born in Mississippi, Virginia Wynette Pugh. She had 20 hits go to number one. 20 hits go to number one. By the way, she enrolled in cosmetology school. And she kept that license the rest of her life. I remember an interview once, she said she never knew when she may have to rely on it, but she kept getting it renewed. One and only, Tammy Wynette, to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Honor Flight Central Coast, California will be holding a fundraiser in June, with tickets available online now at honorflightccc.org. The Porfest fundraiser will be held June 6th and will feature a catered dinner with over 20 wineries in attendance, a silent auction, and a live auction as well. Paso Robles City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader overarching goals, while this meeting will be presented with estimated revenues and expenditures. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
She sold 30 million records. She received 2 Grammy Awards, 3 Country Music Association Awards, 2 Academy of Country Music Awards, and obviously she's in the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Tammy was only 55 when she passed away in 1998. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.